Hello, we're Horror Movie Talk, and today we are reviewing the new movie Tarot. Be sure to keep listening to check out our review of this movie. Thank you.
Don't you really want to know?
Mr. Cleo, will I ever love again?
Let's look at the cards and see what your future love life has in store. Did you have strep throat a lot in your teen years?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a man. He's 6'4", works in finance, and has another family. Who do you think this could be?
Oh, God, no, not him.
The magician card means he's literally a magician. He performs up-close street magic. He is much more successful as a magician than he is in finance. Does this ring a bell?
I think you've lost me, Mr. Cleo.
You know who I'm talking about. He's in your room right now. Let me amaze you. Call me now. And try for free. 6822. Ah, shit. Let me amaze you. Call me now and try for free. 682-253-4468. Hello, and welcome to Horror Movie Talk. I'm Sydney Lee, the resident tarot... It's fucking loud. The resident tarot card reader, and with me is Bryce Hansen, the skeptic. And you might be wondering, where is the twink? Where is he this week? Well, Max quit, and he's never coming back ever again. You'll never see him on this page. We're being very private about it, so we're not going to release any details, but yeah, he's gone forever, never to be seen again. So every week we review a single horror movie. New theatrical releases always get priority, but we also review older horror movies, both good and terrible. See what you did there.
Make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Don't be a square. Make sure to share. Also, check out patreon.com/horrormovietalk, the equivalent of the adult section at your video rental store. And also, if you want to add your pee to the community pool, go to horrormovietalk.com or call 682-253-4468 and leave us a voicemail.
Call me now.
We've got a great show today. We're going to be reviewing Tarot. We'll start out by giving a brief review and our score. We score on a scale from 1 to 10. After we give our score, we'll get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked and hated about the film. And later, in place of a game, I'm going to read Bryce's tarot cards. Yay! This is my deck. It's the Tattoo Tarot. It's very pretty and fun. Yeah. It's not the same deck used in this movie, which kills you. Oops, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Sorry. I think that was kind of in the trailer, though. But,
if you're surprised by anything in this movie after seeing the trailer, like, you probably have a head injury.
Yeah, or you're, like, 7 years old. And that's the problem with trailers nowadays, is that the whole movie is right there, and you don't even need to see it.
Yeah.
So, Tarot is in theaters now. It came out a couple days ago. Synopsis is, a group of friends rent a mansion to celebrate one of their birthdays and run out of alcohol. In their search around the house for more booze, they stumble upon an old hand-painted tarot deck, and Haley, the friend who can read tarot cards, reads all of their horoscopes. Then chaos ensues as they start being killed one by one by the embodiment of the ruling cards in their individual readings. So my review is that this movie isn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but it's also not very good. I did like the costumes and the effects of the tarot card creatures. There were a few funny lines, and by a few, I mean two things I laughed at. But the script and the acting was definitely lacking, leading it to be very predictable and a bit silly, but in a bad way. I was worried that this movie was going to be offensive towards tarot as a whole, but it took a different direction than I had originally thought. But it still wasn't perfect. I wasn't fully entertained. I scoffed at a lot of moves the characters made, but I wasn't completely bored either. 4 out of 10 is my score.
Yeah, this is one of those that goes straight down the line. It's like, it's not good, it's not bad, it's a movie. It's 5 out of 10 for me. Like, it's exactly what I expected. It did it, you know, a serviceable job at setting it up and executing it. One of the things I actually kind of appreciated was there wasn't any like meta winking at the camera stuff. There was none of the, like, you know, scream we know her in a horror movie type of stuff, which would be very tempting for this type of movie.
Yeah.
So it treats it seriously, and it's like, you know, it just has all the, you know, from point A to point B dialogue, a little on the nose most of the time, but
yes,
for this type of movie, it's like, it's better to have that than try to be clever most of the time. But yeah, I mean, it was, you get exactly what you expect from the trailer, which is a lot of scary tarot faces running at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of jump scares.
Everything
is a jump scare.
Like, it's a good device. Like, I could see, you know, it seems so obvious. It's like, why haven't we done a horror tarot movie before? There must have been one before this one, but like,
this is based on a book, so like, I guess, I mean, there's been horror about tarot and stuff like that, but I guess I've never seen a movie that's actually,
yeah, I saw in the credits that it was based on Horrorscope. I thought it was a short, but if you say it's a book, I believe you.
Oh, I looked on the IMDb, maybe it was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good device. You got, you know, the spooky cards, and you've got like a monster for each card attacking people.
Yeah.
It's a good device, and I could see how it would, you know, if it captured people's attention, how it could be easily like swung into a franchise. Very similar to like Final Destination, where it's like, it's all about fate. It's all about, like, you can't stop what's going to happen. And it should be about interesting deaths. It should be just a device to show interesting deaths. And by and large, the deaths were not that interesting. There was, like, one that I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, I think were like, probably meh. The same one we're thinking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could see, like, You could take this concept and make it kind of interesting, but like, they heavily relied on jump scares, and it just was kind of, they went the easy route with it.
Yeah, I literally thought when like the movie began, I was like, is this serious? Like, the way everyone was talking and acting, I was like, friends don't hang out like this. Like, it seemed like they didn't know each other at all. Like, it's the dialogue is very strange.
Yeah, I mean, the dialogue, like, very, especially early on, it's, like, very much expositional of, like, you're the type of person that does this, you know, and it's like, okay.
And you guys are dating,
yeah,
and you guys aren't, like, it's like, okay.
And then there was, like, a couple areas where it was, like, almost so cliche that it was, like, are they winking at the audience, or are they just, like, literally using this trope as the device that it's meant to be. So, like, literally the scene where they go down into the basement is a carbon copy of the scene from Cabin in the Woods, where they go down into the basement and find all the creepy stuff. And they're like, huh, look at all this creepy stuff we can play with that's related to the occult.
Yeah, and, it's also, it's marketed as a horror comedy when I Googled it, and I was like, really? Oh, well, I thought it was supposed to be funny, because I wasn't, like, at least, I didn't love Cabin in the Woods, but, like, at least that's, like, funny. Like, there are funny parts of that movie, like, and you can't deny how, like, silly it is in a good way. Like, that movie's silly in a good way. This movie is silly in, like, a what the fuck kind of way. Like,
yeah, this is not, that's a poorly labeled, this is not a horror comedy. It's a straight ahead horror movie. It's not that funny. No. Like, if they wanted to say that the, I mean, there's a comedic relief character, which...
which there always is. In every horror movie, there's someone that's, like, funny, like, I don't know, like, the one I'm thinking of right now is, like, Get Out, and you have the TSA agent. Like, he's hilarious. Right. But, like, that's actually funny. Like, he was actually funny. Like, this guy was not really funny at all. Like,
he's the guy, he was the friend in the Spider-Man movies. That's
that's
what I know him from.
That's where I recognized him from. I was like, that guy looks so familiar. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's a extremely mid movie. Like, it's one of those, it's going to be one of those touchstones of, like, do you like this type of movie? Like, this is exactly the template for it. And if they exceed it, it'll be better than Tarot. If they do worse, then it'll be worse than Tarot.
Yeah.
My
theater was packed, though. Like, there was a lot of people seeing it last night. It was a lot of friend groups, and I was like, that's a good move, is, like, going with your friends and just laughing at how stupid it is. Like, that's
were
one
people
of these
laughing at it in the wrong parts? Were they laughing at the movie?
Yes. Like, okay. I noticed, like, there were a couple of, like, actual jokes that the movie did that people were laughing, and I, like, looked around. I was like,
seriously?
That's not funny. But there were parts where, like, there was, like, a group of girls in front of me that they were laughing at, like, the kills and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, good. Right. I was like, that's good.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Like, I was the only one laughing at, like, the, you know, unintentionally funny stuff. Like, my favorite line in the movie is the main character, which is a dead ringer for Anna Faris, she is, like, the person that did the tarot readings, and, like, she states the premise of the movie very plainly, which is, like, you can't change fate. Like, it's, you know, it's fated, and you can't change it, and here's my life experience, and that's what I learned, and, you know, we're all fucked. And then at some point at the end of the movie is, like, her boyfriend goes, but you said we can't change fate. And she goes, but maybe we can.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, this is so bad. That's, like, such
so ridiculous.
On the nose and dumb, like... Could you put a little more effort into that? It's like, but maybe we can change fate.
Yeah. It was like, okay, well, yeah, because you got to solve the problem somehow. I get it, but it was ridiculous.
And I laughed out loud at that, and I was the only one. I was the only one laughing at, like, the unintentionally bad stuff. But, yeah, in my theater, at the end, there was people that clapped. Wow. Okay.
I literally hate when people clap in the movie theater. It's the same as, like, a plane for me. It's like, you don't need to clap when the plane ends. You don't need to clap when a movie ends. You're not at the first screening with all the actors and the director. Like, you don't need to do that. No one is going to be like, wow, these people clapped for me. And the ending, I can't wait to talk about it. Like, and I'll tell you about the part that I laughed at that was, like, inappropriate to laugh at, and I was the only one who laughed at it in the spoilers, because it will give stuff away. But
nice.
It's very middle of the road movie. I was gonna give it a 5, but I was just like, once I got to the ending, I was like, all right, this is a fucking no. It's a 4.
Yeah,
it's a 4. I can't deal with this.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Like, I was talking with David before, and I was like, David, like, aren't you missing out on going to see, like, a terrible movie that's a new release that you don't care about and you know is going to be bad? She's like, no, I don't. It's like, all right, well, you're missing out, buddy. This is one of those movies, like, part of the podcast where it's like, I've committed to covering new releases, and I can see some new releases are going to be just bad. Mm-hmm. Most of them are not good.
Yeah.
Or just severely mid. Like this one, Night Swim, was one where I'm just like, okay, this is going to be rough.
Yes.
And I'm getting progressively better at predicting it. And so I'm pleasantly, I usually hold out the hope that I'll be pleasantly surprised by something, but this was one where I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Not this
they
one.
They are just using a template for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen, you know, a bunch of other movies like this. But, you know, I was pleased enough that it was good enough, that it wasn't just, like, abjectly terrible, and they didn't, like...
Yeah, Night Swim was one in the theater where I was, like, I couldn't wait for it to be over. And this one, like, wasn't good, but it wasn't, like, I was, like, upset. Because it was only an hour and a half, so it was like, okay.
Right.
I did check my phone for the time 3 times, but I was just like sneaking it. I also forgot to bring in a notebook, so I had to like write down the order of the kills on my phone. But I noticed like there were a lot of other people that were also on their phone. It's just
nice.
Like one of those movies that people were like, fuck this.
Did you sit in the back, Sydney?
I couldn't get the back, but I was like 3 down.
Okay. We discussed how Max... This is one of the reasons why Max is no longer going to be on the podcast. Like, Max is a monster, and he will take notes on his phone, and he doesn't even sit in the back of the theater.
Nope.
So, you know, his blatant disrespect for cinema and...
And the 1.5 speed thing. That's...
And watching things at 1.5 speed and just being, like, you know, completely illiterate... about movies.
We can't have
it. It was
anymore.
Just too much.
Yeah.
It was too much. And to be frank, like, David, you know, he still has ownership in the podcast, and he demanded that, you know, he'd be taken off. So, I mean, it's our hands are tied. You know, it's unfortunate.
We couldn't do much.
I don't know why I agreed to David having 51% ownership. But
that's why I had to dye my hair. David made me.
Right.
He was like, it'll
exactly.
be good for optics, and he makes me do my makeup now. It's a lot. It's a lot, but
yeah,
you know.
I mean, the notes came down from the top, like, honey, why don't you put on a little makeup tits? And Sydney was like, oh, I mean,
I guess so.
I want to stay on the podcast.
I'm trying my best.
I mean, I feel for you. I really, you know, if it were up to me, I would tell you to continue not wearing makeup and, you know, wear the babushka.
Thank you.
That, you know, stay authentic to who you are.
Thank you.
You know,
listen, I'm the biggest slut in the world, and that's me. And that's me. That's who I am.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, so if you're listening to these commercials, why are you? You don't have to. We tell you every week, and it's so silly that you haven't joined the Patreon yet. Patreon.com/horrormovietalk. We have our link tree and all of our bios on social media. We get all of our stuff there. We get the Patreon where we have the pretentious reviews back up. We did one last week we released. That was really fun. We're recording one after this. We're really getting on that. That's the We All Spoop for I Spoop tier, and I've seen some people joining that. I need to shout them out. I think. Hold on. We have Consta H became a member of We All Spoop for I Spoop. Thank you very much. But yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff going on Patreon. We get our after pods. You can get the episodes earlier with no ads. It's a good time. Also in our link tree is the HMT shop where we have the t-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, anything and everything that you would want from us. And the sweatshirt is really comfy, and I don't have a t-shirt yet, but I can imagine they're comfy too. And support us, you know, wear it out. I wear my HMT sweatshirt every time I go to the movies and kind of look crazy for wearing a horror movie sweatshirt watching horror movies, but you know, it's for the love of the game.
It's for, you got to put your brand out there, you know.
Exactly.
You know, Kanye, he wears his own stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's the same thing. We're just like him.
We're just like
we're
Kanye.
Innovators.
Yeah.
No one's ever done a podcast before.
Now let's talk about Palestine.
no need to get political. We've done that enough.
Okay.
Also, don't forget to check out our resident artist, Dustin Goble. He's a professional artist who fucks hard. He also takes commissions for artwork from HMT fans. Contact him at DGOEBEL00 on Instagram and make your artistic dreams come true. Tell him HMT sent you. And again, we've said it a couple times, but our voicemail line is 682-253-4468. We love to hear from you guys, so call in. All right, thanks for listening. Let's get into spoilers. Listen, I'm the biggest slut in the world. I can't believe I said that. It's a perfect clip. You're on mute.
I'm going to be using that drop so many times. It's not even funny.
I'm just so funny, guys.
Listen, I'm the biggest slut in the world.
Okay, Sydney, we get it.
Oh, like, my God.
I don't
God.
Know why you're trying to put that across so
Keep
much.
Keep saying
but.
It. Oh. All right, so I didn't write down much for this movie. I actually had to write more this morning because I wrote it last night and I was like, oh, I really slacked on that because I didn't really take notes during the movie, but it wasn't hard to remember. So,
there's not a whole lot that's notable in it either. You know,
not at
it's
all.
Not, it's very like paint by numbers. And actually, you know, I appreciated how lazy it was because it made me not have to engage with it as much.
Right, you don't need to think about anything. The whole movie. Like, I like movies where you have to think, like, a real, like, you know, something where it's like, wow, this is really playing on my emotions. Like, you know, we did Possession for the Pretentious Reviews last week, which is like...
I was just thinking of that. I was like, it's complete both me
opposite.
And Max were like, I don't understand what this was about at all. Like, I think I kind of maybe get some theme from it, but also it doesn't make any sense. And then there's movies like Tarot, which is like...
It's like, okay.
The character... All the characters... The only thing the characters exist for is to tell you what the movie is about. And they'll tell
yeah.
you every 10 minutes.
It's really crazy because the girl who played Paige, the one who had the magician one, she was in Mean Girls. Like, she's an up-and-coming actress. And I really thought that she was the main character of this movie. And they didn't really utilize her as much as they could have. Which was sad. But yeah, so like the movie begins and they like rent, they're college kids who rent a mansion for their friend's birthday, which is okay. Yeah, I don't think I ever afforded that once in college. I could not do that,
well,
actually.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that that seems unlikely, but then they're like riding back home in like a G-Wagon. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, these are rich kids. Like, it's
yeah,
not no bones about it. It's actually surprising that they would Airbnb the mansion and not just have one
right
as a summer home, given like how affluent they were presenting.
Yeah, they definitely were rich. So they're like around a fire. They're kind of just like talking about their lives. I don't know. And there's like two friends that recently broke up. Like, they broke up right before the trip, and they're like, oh my God, you guys were supposed to be together forever. That doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter for the movie, but it happened. So they run it. There's one beer left in the fridge, and they're like, oh, we need more booze. But they're like, oh, we're in the middle of nowhere. We can't DoorDash it. So they see a keep out padlocked door, and they go, we're going to break into this door, because that's, you know, how all good horror movies start. So that was really dumb. So they find all this creepy, it's like a basement. They find all this creepy, like, old astrology, tarot stuff. And they're like, look at these cards that have a pentagram on them and in a wooden box, and they're hand painted and they're really scary looking. Haley, do our readings. And she's like, you're not supposed to touch anyone else's tarot cards, which, like, is true to a point. But also, the thing with tarot cards is you can buy them, but when you read tarot, like, you're supposed to, like, tarot cards are supposed to find you. So, like, you know, you get them as a gift. Like, I got this as a birthday present 1 year. And, like, you're not supposed to, like, seek out tarot cards. They're supposed to, like, come to you. So I thought that was, like, a little strange. Because, obviously, they are owned by someone else, which we find out. But, like, it was just...
So wait a minute. You're not allowed to just go buy tarot cards?
No, you can buy them.
That's, like, not legit?
No, you can... I mean, you can go buy them. They sell them everywhere. But it's, like, if they find you, you're more meant to have them. In a way, that's just what I've been told. But yeah, I wrote down, don't even ask me what everyone's readings were. I was trying to pay attention, but six people getting red. I don't know what their star signs are. Like, I was like, there's too many people here. But like, the gist of it was like, she was reading their horoscopes with tarot cards, which I've never done. I just, you know, read the cards. But like, she had, like, they put down this divination cloth with all the star signs on it, and she reads everyone's. A couple people are, like, skeptical, but she ends up doing everyone's, and she reads her own. And, like, there's a card that she puts in the middle of all the wheel of cards that is, like, the ruling over the whole reading. And whatever. So that happens. They go back to school, and there's a shot of the Zakim Bridge and the TD Garden. Boston, baby! They're in Boston, baby! But then nothing else looks like Boston for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, it seemed like they were like, I was trying to nail down where they were from, and it seemed like they were from the Midwest, but apparently not. Apparently it was the East Coast.
Yeah, because literally in my theater, when the Zakim Bridge, like, they had the wide shot of the Zakim in the TD Garden, people were going, woo! Like, Boston! I was assuming that they went to Harvard, but I also didn't recognize the campus that they showed. I haven't spent a lot of time at Harvard, but
it's probably just too expensive to shoot on Harvard. They're like, whatever, close enough.
Yeah, I literally didn't know. But like, the streets that they're walking on, nothing really looked like Boston to me. And I've been here for my whole life, basically. So I was like, cool, cool.
It's probably shot in Vancouver, BC.
Like probably. So yeah, all the friends go home, they go back to their dorms, and the girl whose birthday it was, like, is on the phone with another girl that was there, and they're like talking or whatever, and then she like hears a noise, and like the ladder to the basement, the attic, like, fell down. So she puts it back up, and then she hears like laughing and shit, and she thinks her friends, like, who went out, like, are, I don't know, playing a prank on her. Also, well, she's in the bathtub.
Yeah, I mean, I love how literal the readings are and how the deaths, like, it's one-to-one. There's no, like, surprises or anything with it. So, like, and this is the start where, like, her reading... Okay, here's the part that I mean when I say, like, the movie allows you to be really lazy with engaging with it. Because, so... It starts out, and they have the tarot readings, and it's, like, rapid fire. There's, like, six of them, and they're like, okay, here's, you know, here's your sign, here's, like, the card, and, like, this is what's going to happen, and, you know, you should be careful of this. And it's very rapid fire, and I was like, uh-oh. Am I going to have to remember this stuff?
Nope.
Rest assured, no, because they just do, like, a replay of the audio while the death is happening or right before that explains.
Are the characters,
like,
hearing that? That's what I was thinking. Is, like, the characters, it was like echoing in their mind or something, like what their reading was?
I think you're thinking about it too much.
Okay.
I think it's literally just for the audience to be lazy.
Yes.
Which I appreciated, because like, you know.
It was like, cool.
And it was like, oh, you get the ladder card. Like, you will be climbing up to success and... but be careful, you know, where it leads you.
Yeah, literally, that's
priestess,
what...
But it's like, literally, like, she gets attacked by a ladder, by a priestess. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess we don't have to overthink the symbolism.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, she climbs up the ladder, nothing's there. She comes down, she climbs back up, and there's, like, you know, the candles and shit. And then she climbs back down, and she falls... And then the ladder, like, bashes her with the high priestess is there, creepy high priestess, and bashes her with the ladder and kills her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, so they're holding our hands. That's fun. But yeah, that was whatever. And then, like, obviously everyone's really sad that she dies, and they're like, what the fuck happened? By the way, like, I don't think a ladder can, like, fall on you that many times with so much force to kill you. So it was really funny that the cops were like, I don't know, no foul play. No foul play.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, it was an accident. She got, like, bludgeoned by a ladder repeatedly.
It was like five times. It's like, yeah, no, that's totally fine. But I mean, like, cops are useless.
Yeah, and she was moving around
movies.
And, like, crawling away, and still, like, I mean, there would have been, like, significant trauma that they'd be like, huh, it appears as if she got beat the fuck out of by a ladder.
Yep.
Well, seems like an accident to me. I think we can wrap this up pretty quick.
It was so weird. And then we quickly go into the next kill after they're like, they talk about their friend's death. They're really sad, obviously. And then the nothing guy, I don't even know what his fucking name was. Him and this other girl, like, crushing on each other. He walks her home. He's like, I'm going to take the tea. And then he goes to Haymarket, which I'm going to tell you right now, Haymarket doesn't look that clean or nice when you're walking through it. And there should be more people there. Like, I'm just going to say that. It looked way too clean. And if I saw a hooded figure with a lantern, I wouldn't even look fucking twice there. Like, that. Like, that's a train station where you're just like, all right, something fucking weird's going to happen. And it's fine. But, yeah, so he's, like, walking through the hallway of the train station, and everything goes black, and he sees, like, a hooded figure with a lantern, and then he, like, goes into a restricted access room to run away, and it's, like,
yeah,
with all these...
Like... This is another one of those where it's like, it's so on the nose, it's kind of funny, where it's like, you know, the tarot readings and, like, psychics
Capricorns
in general,
are rebellious.
Yeah, they're rebellious, and they go where they're not supposed to, and it's like, literally replays that audio while he's entering the restricted area, you know, opens the door with the restricted sign.
Yeah.
And
he's, and like,
it's just an interesting juxtaposition because, you know, psychics and tarot and all that stuff, like, I think it's a very interesting fraud, but, like, it's,
hey!
Like,
hey,
but it's all about not getting nailed down. As that, like, no, you can interpret this in a way for that's so general for everyone that you could just look at it and be like, oh yeah, that's me. It's, I can't believe how close it is to me. And it's all about,
agree,
like, not getting nailed down to anything specific. So it's like,
I mean, I,
hey,
think there are...
your star sign says that you find it really hard to get close to people, and find it awkward in public situations. But when you do get close to people, you get very close to them and, you know, have very strong relationships. And you could say that and be like, oh, yeah, that's totally me. And then you could also say, like, you have very, you know, you really value friendship and you have strong ties to, you know, a few close friends, but... You know, also, you know, have a wide range of relationships with others. And it's like, yeah, that's me. It's like, yeah, that's everyone. Everyone has, like, close relationships and, like, acquaintances.
I mean, I agree that, like, tarot is interpreted by the reader, like it always is. And, like, the cards do represent general things. And so, like, it depends on the question that you're asking for, like, the reading. But I've been doing tarot for years, and, like, I have my favorite psychic in Salem, and, like, I this is something that I'm very into, and I like it a lot. And, but, like, I said to my friend the other day, I was like, I go see my psychic, and then I see my therapist. It's a good balance. Like, it's like you have one thing, and then you have the other, and they balance each other, and that's how I like to see it. But I do like tarot. I think it I think that if you're a skilled reader, like, you can really, like, pinpoint things. But, like, that's the thing about this movie, is that, like, everything in the readings literally happened, and it's like, that's not how it works. Like, it's just not how it works. Like, if I went to my psychic and she was like, you know, you're climbing the ladder, but, like, make sure that you stay safe and look out for any, like, anything that could knock you down. Like, mm-hmm. that would be, like, more like a situation. Like, right. that would be like, oh, you're trying to get a promotion at work. Just make sure that you don't fuck up something.
Right.
Like, you know, right. it wouldn't be like, I'm getting smashed in the back with a ladder and dying. Like, that's right. just, yeah. like, that's the
make
silly
sure
part of this.
That no one is literally kicking you off of a ladder.
yeah.
Like, oh, okay. like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, a couple of things that, like, jumped out at me in this movie were, like you said, like, you know, this is not how human beings talk to each other, but especially like this young of people, like that's I may be talking up out of my ass, but I get the general sense that like Gen Z is very ambivalent and not like super animated in friend groups, you know, and like they would be not as into it as these people were into it. You know,
I will. Okay, so like tarot in general is what you mean. Like they wouldn't
well,
be
yeah,
so
that,
into like
that. And plus, like it's crazy that you'd have half a dozen people that are just completely on board with tarot and be like, "Oh yes, this is very interesting." Like yes, and where everyone loves horoscopes in this friend group. Apparently, everyone's just on board with horoscopes.
Yeah. That's, yeah,
which,
you're right.
Which is literally like, in my experience, there's one person that's into horoscopes and everyone else is kind of rolling their eyes at him.
Yeah.
Unless it's like that type of friend group where it's like, yes, we are all witchy women and we all agree that, you know, we can tell the future from, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was this time that I went up to Maine, and we all had, like, this campground. It was, like, cabins and stuff, and we all, like, there was, like, 10 of us or something like that, and this was a few years ago, and I brought my tarot cards, and we were all drunk, and everyone was like, read our tarot cards. So I, like, read one person's tarot cards, and then more people started coming in and being like, oh, read my tarot cards. And then there were people where I would read them, and they would be like, fuck that shit. Like, they would be like, you didn't mean that. Why'd you pull that card? I'm like, it just came out. Like, I just picked it up. Like, that's mm-hmm. not, I didn't control what card was going to come next. And then, like, there were people that were like, wow, like, thank you. And then there were people that were like, that was bullshit. Like, it's not going to be like everyone is going to be like, oh, yeah, like that's rare. Unless you're like one on one, like I'm booking a psychic reading for money and I want to get this done. Like this movie.
I mean,
just
it was
so
the
strange.
Least interesting tack to take because this is like you could have had at least one person be like rolling their eyes and being like, okay.
Well, they thanks. Did kind of, and then they got their readings anyways, and then they were like, "Oh yeah." so
right.
It's like,
yeah, it was a little weird that everyone was so into it, and then, you know, and then they all start dying very literally.
Yeah. So there was the one kid that gets hit by a train, and then that's when they go to the cops, and the cops are like, "I don't know," and they're like, "Fuck this." And the thing that I laughed at that no one else in the theater laughed at was when the guy was gonna get killed by the train. He's like running away and he saw a newspaper on the ground that just says with a picture of him that says you die today. I laughed so hard. No one fucking laughed. That was hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
What? Like, what do you mean? Like, and he looks at it. He's like, oh my God. Like, dude, like, come on. Like, that's not real. Yeah, but he dies, and then they, like, start doing some research, and this was another part that I laughed at. These were the two things I laughed at, was the you die today, and then they're, like, doing research, trying to figure out what's going on, and they open Paxton's computer, and his background is a selfie of him smoking. Like, that was funny.
That was an actual good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they Google, like, tarot. And then they're like, well, all the articles are written by the same woman. You know, how the internet works.
Yeah, because that like, happens.
Just this, you know, as an SEO professional, it's amazing that one woman has a stranglehold on the search results for tarot. It's like, oh, yeah.
And that, I recognize that woman. She was,
she was in a couple things. I thought I recognized her from The Walking Dead, but she was in the recent Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, she was in Mandy. That's where I recognize her from.
Oh, she's in Mandy. She's also in The Northman.
Oh.
Very striking. Like white hair, Olwen Fuore.
Yeah, she's very tan. But yeah, she's the old woman that like specializes in this. They like, Haley's like, we have to go see her, and everyone's like, and then they go see her, and she tells them the backstory of what happened. And when they got into this backstory with the astrologist or astrologer or whatever, I was like, this is what the movie should have been. It would have been so good if it was like, oh, this guy and a long time ago had this astrologer, and she like read the cards, and then it kept saying that his pregnant wife and the son was gonna die, and he didn't believe her, so he cast her out, and then they did die, and then she like performed this like ritual where she soul tied herself to the cards and like killed him by doing that. And then so from then on, like whoever finds these cards and does readings with them, they die, because she embodies the ruling card and kills them in the most literal way possible. But the that whole like sequence, I was like, this would have been a great movie. And maybe they'll do it, but like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They can make a prequel. I mean, it's like very calculated to be a franchise or a thing if it works out.
I don't know. It doesn't really have good reviews right now.
No, but that doesn't matter. It'll make its money.
That's true.
Yeah. They'll make another one. I guarantee it. But my favorite part of the recap, yeah, I mean, it's this info dump of like, oh, well, here's what happened, and here's the plot of the movie that this one person found out about somehow. Like, if you think as a historian how she would know about all of this, like, it breaks down. But my favorite part of it is of the recap of what happened historically to create this cursed deck of tarot cards was, this woman does these tarot readings, and you know, this guy's offended, and then to get back at her, he accuses her of witchcraft. And I'm like,
it's like, yeah, dude, didn't you know that?
Yeah, no shit. It's literally witchcraft. Like, it's literally, like, if you were doing tarot readings,
that's what that is.
Back then, you are a witch. Like, it's not,
like, dude, you hired
there's
her.
There's
like,
no two bones about it. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he accused her of being a witch. It's like, she is a witch. If you did astrology or tarot back then, that was like, it's not part of the church, therefore you are a witch. Which was just, it was just funny to me.
It was funny. But yeah, so when they're coming back from that, they're like in their car, and one of them starts freaking out because he thinks that like he's going to be next. But then it ends up being another girl, and she like, it's like there's like a drawing of a hangman, and it just says run, because her card was the hanged man. And so she runs, but like the reading told her not to run. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She runs, and then she gets like the hanged man lassos her fucking neck and hangs her from the bridge. By the way, don't know what fucking bridge that was. This is not Boston. Yeah, so she dies. They like they try to save her, but they couldn't because fate. So then after that, Haley and her ex-boyfriend, I don't know, they decide that they need to go back to the house and destroy the cards, but Paxton is like, no way, I'm not doing that. So he goes back to his dorm, and I did like this one. I liked the fool. I thought that was scary. He's like in an elevator, ascending numbers, which is what his reading was, and claustrophobic, and that's what his reading was, and he's the fool. He's like staying in the elevator, and every time it opens, the fool is like in a different position. And I thought it was good. I thought it was effective because he's like the funny character, so it like worked. But you don't see him die, but you assume that he dies. So then Haley and the ex-boyfriend go back to the house. They call the lady who specializes in this, and they try to, she tries to fucking do a ritual to get the astrologer out of the cards, but then the astrologer takes over her body and kills her with the Six of Swords, which, you know, was interesting because it's like the card like embodies, like she, the astrologer embodies the card and kills them, but then this woman was killed with six swords in her back, so I was like, that logic doesn't run, but okay, whatever, it doesn't matter because this movie doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, because it says that the astrologer embodies the cards and like takes the shape of the monster represented by the card, but then there's also more than one at a time that's happening.
Yeah, that like, was stupid because it was
the magician,
like,
one and the
devil,
you know, Six of Swords and the devil, like all that was happening at the same time. And death.
So I was like, okay.
Everyone's getting chased by their own tarot card.
Yeah, so Paige gets killed in the magician one. I think this is, was this the one that you liked the most? Because this is the one I liked the most.
Yeah, the magician one was actually good and interesting because it was, it used the premise. It was, every other one was literally just a scary monster coming at the camera. Like, mm-hmm. that's literally what it was. Like, that's why I didn't particularly like the fool one either, because it's like, it's literally just looking at him being scary and running at the camera. It's like, couldn't you make him like be funny or trick him or do something interesting?
Yeah. Yeah,
the only one that they did something interesting with was the magician, which was like they put her in the box and sawed her in half, which was great,
with
and,
like the audience watching, which was a bunch of like dead people, and that was,
yeah, a bunch of really creepy looking audience members. Mm-hmm. And if all of the deaths were that creative and that in-depth and like had their own set pieces as opposed to like, oh look, a scary monster came out of the dark and is running towards me, it would be a more interesting movie. But
yeah,
you know, that would probably take more money, so,
and they didn't want to do that. So yeah, so she dies, so then it's just the two left, presumably, and like they're being chased by their individual monsters, and Haley gets an idea. She was like, well, if I read the astrologer's cards, then the curse will turn back on her and it'll like explode her or something. So she gets back to the cards after being chased by death. She evades it and she reads the astrologer's cards, and the astrologer evaporates and they're safe. So then they,
which was a pretty cool scene, I'll give it credit, like that.
Yes.
The effects for that scene and the visuals for that was great. I gotta say, the visuals for this movie were kind of awful. Like, I was really annoyed with it, and I don't know if it was my theater or I don't know, I'm not too much of a movie nerd, but there's, if there's something that like stands out as like that looks wrong, it probably means they did something wrong. There's like the movie is super dark, but
it's
then
so
it'll
dark.
Have it'll have spot, you know, like in the old, you know, Looney Tunes commercials or like the Hanna-Barbera cartoons where it's like, or you know, Scooby-Doo is one where it's like you've got the background, but then there's like a off color part of the background that, you know, like, oh,
it's
well,
gonna
there's
move.
The secret door.
Yeah.
That's gonna move. They have to actually animate that. They like did that with like the blacks in this movie. The literal color blacks, not the, you know, people of color that acted in the movie. Like, it was like you'd see the background and then there was like kind of like a mask around certain areas that made
oh
it
God.
Like slightly lighter.
I didn't even notice that.
And it was weird. It was like a bad, like it was almost like digital noise. Like you could see the digital noise from the digital cameras in the blacks.
Yeah.
And it bothered me. It just looked like very low quality. Like they were just like, well, we've got the ISO image, let's just show that, as opposed to doing any like color grading. I'm talking out of my ass, I don't know any of this stuff, but like there's, it
we're
just
professionals
didn't look,
here.
It just didn't look good. And yeah, to the point where non-professionals would look at it and be like, why is it so murky and like there's not a lot of contrast between the darks and the lights, and the lighting was bad. I mean, that's impressive that if you can get me to notice it, that's got to be pretty bad. And it was just a ugly looking movie. But a couple scenes, and this like last scene where they, you know, they turn the tarot back in on the astrologist. That one looked great.
Yeah.
It was really cool, and the digital effects were effective. But the rest of it was just like, wow. I mean, they need to hire a better color grader or editor or DP or something, because it looks just bad.
My door keeps, like, opening and shutting, so I'm going to...
He's in the room with you.
Yeah, hold on one sec. Okay. Sorry. When my windows are open, it just, like, does that.
Oh, what? Okay. We'll replay that and see the ghost that came into the room.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But, yeah, so they, like... The thing is about this ending, which there's a lot to talk about, I guess. Not really, but... So they leave the house after doing this ritual and getting rid of the curse, and they walk. Where's your fucking car? Where'd your car go? Where's your fucking car? Why are they walking? What does that mean? What? Uh-huh. So they're walking, and then... By the way, they said that this is a 4-hour drive in the beginning. So did that take them 4 hours? I don't know. But then Paxton shows up, and he did not get killed by the fool because his roommate opened the elevator at the right time. I don't know how that fucking works. Fine. So right. Then he drives 4 hours, presumably, to the Catskills, where they say they are. And...
Because he knows where they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
He must have Find My Friends or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know if they're really on their phones. I don't know. But then he picks them up, and we get, like, a title card, but the lights didn't come on in the theater. I didn't even give a fuck because I started, like, you know, putting my popcorn away and putting my, you know, trash and getting my shit. And then it flashes again, and it's like, wait, how did you get out of this? And he's like, oh, yeah, my roommate opened the elevator at the right time. And then that's, like, the end of the movie, the real ending. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. How about that? Why'd you fake out the ending? It was so strange.
Yeah, it's like, do you think... You made this movie and you think the audience is going to ask that question or care about it? It's like,
yeah.
There's so many other questions you could ask. Like,
yeah, I did not care.
Yeah.
But yeah, people were shuffling out quick, I will say. I was not the first one out of the theater, and I usually am. No matter how good the movie is, I always leave immediately because I have to pee so bad at the end of the movie. Mm. So I'm usually just like, yeah, but the guys next to me...
Do you pee during the movie? Do you ever go out during the movie, or do you hold it?
Never.
Like a big girl?
Never.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Dune 2 three times in theaters, so the two other times I went pee because I had already seen it.
Right.
But, like, if... Number one, if I'm watching a movie for this podcast, I need to watch the whole thing. Like, that... Yeah. I'm...
Right.
Like, and if I have to go to a theater to see it, I'm going to have to pay attention because I don't want to, like, be on the pod and be like, I don't know what happened. But no, I always, no matter what, always hold my pee.
Yeah. It's got to be an emergency for me to leave the theater.
Yes.
Or I've got to be extremely bored and not give a fuck about the movie.
Right.
Or the scene to go. I think David would go, like, twice a watching.
He's just like, Bryce, just handle it.
Dude had the smallest bladder.
I mean, I do, too. I just, like, I always get a drink at the movies, obviously, so I'm going to have to pee at some point, but I stuck it out for this one because it wasn't very long, so.
You get the icy, right?
I usually do, but I have to have my daily Diet Coke, and I didn't have it yesterday, so I had to get my Diet Coke at the movies.
Yeah, I've transitioned completely to ices now. I'm like, I'm not interested in drinking anything unless it's an icy at the movie theater.
Yeah, I didn't eat a lot yesterday, so I was like, I don't know if an icy is gonna like settle, like be okay in my stomach with all the sugar right now. So that's why I got a Diet Coke and a popcorn. But
fair enough.
I usually don't get popcorn though. I don't know.
Okay, so who would like this movie?
I don't know. Like,
if you are a basic bitch horror fan, you're gonna love this movie.
Yeah, and you can't handle like movies that you have to think about. Like, if you're like a young teenager, I guess. Like, but I don't know. When I was 14, I was watching like a Serbian film, so I don't know. I'm.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, if you're looking for a date movie. this is a fine one. Like, you can get a handy during this movie and no one's going to care. this is one of those that it's going to be a classic for people that are like 12 to 14 right now.
Yes.
This is going to be one of those like, oh, I love that movie. And
then they'll look back on it 10 years later.
Never gone back and watched it.
Yeah.
Like people in my generation that look back at like, you know, I Know What You Did Last Summer or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the exact like type of movie where it's like, oh yeah, everyone in high school talked about that movie because it had high schoolers in it.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, I'll give it credit where credit's due. Like, I'm surprised that this hasn't been done before in a major motion picture as far as like having the horror plot around tarot cards. And it does it good enough service. So, you know, if you're into that bullshit like Sydney is,
Jesus,
go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so are you ready to get your tarot cards read, Bryce?
I am ready.
Awesome. Okay. So I'll probably give you a 5-card reading with a ruling card, but this deck will not kill you. I promise. Well, I actually can't promise that. But,
could you actually, do you have a deck that will kill me? I would actually probably prefer that.
I don't think so, but all right. So what do you want this reading to be about? Do you have a question or do you want just a general like thing?
I throw out my back. So if you could tell me like,
so health
when
stuff?
I'm going to be healed.
Okay.
From my back so I can just not be miserable all the time. All
right, cool. That's funny cuz I fucked up my shoulder.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it in the afterpod though.
Yeah.
That's only for patrons. All right, health stuff. Let's do a health reading on Bryce. I'm also so bad at shuffling them because they're so big like that I can't do like the typical like
right.
Yeah. All right.
How many cards are there in a tarot deck?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many.
Is it more or less than a pack of cards? Is
more.
It more than 52?
Yeah. Because there's the 22 major arcana cards, and then there's the 4, like, suits, I guess, which have 12 or 13 in each. So, yeah, there's a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me about tarot. Why should I believe in this, and why is it a viable way to give me information about myself or my future?
I think that I like to do it just to get a general feel of things. Like if I am feeling crappy about something or if I'm feeling unsure about something, like I don't know, before my dad got diagnosed, he was sick, and I was like, huh, I want to see what's going on. And so I, like, did a little reading. I forget what it was, but, like, it, like, stuff like that doesn't give you a whole lot of clarity, but, like, oh, your first card is the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
But, well, what happened? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, my God, it just cut out for a second.
Okay.
That was weird.
Sorry.
But I think it's just like, if you are unsure about something, you can just read the cards and it could give you a little bit more clarity on something. I think that's how, what I like
about
it.
No, I get the utility of it, but why does it have any credibility to you?
I don't know. I am a person who thinks that like everything happens for a reason and I like believe in like fate to a point.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's why it works for me is like, yeah, there are set things that are going to happen in my life and I want to see where like this decision will lead me. And so I want to see what the cards say to like, I don't know, but I don't read my cards every day.
One of the things that like that made me think about in this movie is like, why is this still like astrology and tarot cards and like, but yeah, specifically like astrology, like, isn't it crazy that it's still a thing?
Two of Swords.
Okay, so we've got
Wheel of Fortune.
What was the first one? Wheel of Fortune.
Two of swords. The Moon.
The moon.
Oh, upside down, but I don't read those.
Okay, here, how about we do
four
this?
Four of cups. What?
You draw all the cards, and then I'll give my own...
Interpretation,
and we'll see how far off it is.
Oh, I've never pulled this before. The Ten of Wands. Also, there are cards in here that are repeats, but they're different art on them, which I think is cool.
Okay,
so that's your five-card spread, and then the ruling card is the Emperor.
Okay, the Emperor.
Aren't these pretty?
So we've got Wheel of Fortune, Two of Swords.
The Moon. The Four of Cups, and the Ten of Wands,
okay.
The wands in this deck are like, they look like sticks.
Okay. So, so we're giving my health reading?
Yeah, that's what you asked for.
So, it's good news. I have, I will be healed, and I will become the kingdom, the king of my own body again in time. Because the Two of Swords represents the pain in my back, but the Ten of Wands is like, it's going to take some time, but through the Wheel of Fortune, I will return to full health. And the cups, if I go and get cupped, it's a little unclear. I could either get cupped by one of those places that does the cupping, or I could just hire someone to cup my balls, and that will actually help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did I cover all? What was the other one?
No, I think you got it all. The
moon.
The emperor?
The moon.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, the emperor rules over all the cards. So, I mean, that's the center is me. And, it's like during the time being, this pain is going to rule my world. But, once I get over it, it's going to be great.
okay.
And the moon just means I have a big old fat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So
how close was I?
I won't say that you're like, obviously there's stuff that you said that is not right, but like the general idea of what you're saying is I understand it. Like, the moon doesn't mean you have a fat ass, but you do.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So the Wheel of Fortune means like there are a lot of surprises and unexpected things that will happen. So what I kind of think of when I do readings is like the first few cards are like current situation. The middle is like how you're going to get out of it. And the end two are like what will happen. And then the bottom of the deck as like the ruling card is just kind of like the general vibe of the reading. So I'll read the last one, the ruling card last. But the Wheel of Fortune is like, there's an unexpected turn of events. You can't control everything. So, learn from what happened to get you knocked off your path. So, like, you're in pain. And, that sucks. And it happened. And now you're like, fuck, what do I do? That's basically what that means. Mm-hmm. The swords rule the emotions. So, the Two of Swords is, don't be afraid to, make choices. Your swords are sharper than you're giving them credit for. Don't just blind yourself and refuse to acknowledge that a change must be made. So I don't know. You know what I mean? The moon is a funny card because you would think the moon is so pretty and fun, but the moon card is all about mystery. You don't know where to go from here. You're lost. It's hard to tell fact from fiction, so you have to be wary of what's true and what's not. So that's the middle card. So I would say it's funny that I've never done health reading before, but so interesting. just don't let the moon confuse you. So, like, don't let what's happening confuse. So this is, like, the first three cards are kind of about, like, being confused and not knowing where to go from here. So hopefully these last two give you a little bit more clarity. So, like, obviously you're in pain and you don't know what to do about it. And that's what these cards are saying. Like, so the Four of Cups, which also I've never pulled before, open to new opportunities. This is what it says. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and allow yourself to move forward. It's time to wake up. The universe is not against you. Stubbornly refusing to join in on life will not stop it from passing you by. You are the only thing holding you back from the life you want. So I guess you kind of have to pull yourself out of this, which is kind of funny to say about something that you can't really control. So it's like,
no, I mean, it's interesting because you're saying this and, like, I'm doing what everyone must do for this is, like, my mind is connecting the dots to the situation. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense because
cool.
Yeah. Cause my wife was telling me you need to go to the doctor, you know, and my default is just sit and wait.
So maybe you should go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Cause there's a choice you have to make. That's what the cards are saying. There's a choice. You need to not be stubborn about it.
The cards are right. How did they know?
So the Ten of Wands is the last card in the spread. Honestly,
I'm a wizard.
Pretty scary looking.
Okay.
Like, ooh.
So I have back cancer is what you're telling me.
No, I don't think that's a thing.
Spinal cancer.
No. Ten of Wands is about burnout and overexertion. There's a high potential for pain and suffering when we ignite too many fires at the same time. Learn to recognize the signs that you might be spreading yourself too thin. Say no if you need to. Limit yourself. Ask for help if you need it. So I think, like, you're obviously in pain. You don't know what to do about it. You have to make this decision, but you're confused about what to do. And ultimately, the cause of it could have been because you're really stressed and, like, you have a ton of things going on. And that weighs on your body. Like, it really does. Like, your body holds your emotions. And yeah, so just make the right choice in this. Yeah.
Okay.
So then we have the Emperor, which you got two major arcana cards, which is cool. That's number four. Okay. Yeah,
well,
the Emperor.
Big deal, so that makes sense.
What?
I'm a pretty big deal. That makes sense.
Yeah. So the Emperor is the ruling over your reading, so now's the time to take control of your life. You are in charge and have every right to be. Learn from the Emperor and do not get walked on. Take a bold step forward. So all these cards mean the same thing generally.
Right.
Like,
do something.
Yeah. You have the power to change your life in a way that you need to. And don't be afraid of taking that step. Like, go to the doctor if you need to, or make whatever change you need to make to feel physically better. That's you know, so that's your reading.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting where it's like, yeah, I can, my mind will connect the dots to, like, find the thing, and that's, like, kind of how psychics work.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, where it gets really, you know, it seems to get really accurate, but the person that's connecting the dots for themselves has to give a clue as to, like, oh yeah, this is how I see that applies to me, and then you double down on it.
That's how, but you gotta do it like that. It's obviously not an exact, like, science. Right. Like, this is
what?
This is magic. This is, like, a form of witchcraft. It's going to be something that is up for interpretation, and that's the point of it, of the cards, is that you apply it. If I read something and you automatically think of something, then that's what it's about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like my default is like, well, obviously this is bullshit. Like, it's the same thing. My attitude with, like, astrology is like, so you're saying that everyone born on the same day as me has my same personality and has the exact same stuff going on in their lives? Like, that makes zero sense to me. Like, that sounds like bullshit. And then tarot card readings, it's like, yeah, it's a random deck of cards and it's going to tell your future because of fate. It's like, okay, but also I could just say random general things and find ways to apply it to my life as well, you know, just like horoscopes. But there's something to be said about magical thinking. It's like, you know, remember when you were kids and you believed in magical thinking, mm-hmm. and you could, like, you know, conjure things into reality from, like, yes, this is going to happen. And then your confirmation bias shows you, like, yes, I had the power to do that. It was a fun way to live. And then you get into adulthood and you're like, oh, no, it's all shit and everything's meaningless and I have no control over, you know, what goes on with me other than what I have control over.
I think that, like, there's a way to healthily balance it, because, like, I am definitely grounded in reality, but I like to dream, so, uh-huh. like, that's why, that's another reason why I like tarot and getting readings and stuff. But this is not to say, I've been to some psychics that are literally, like, I'm like, this is a crock. Like, this is right. not, like, there are psychics that cannot read you, and that is for many reasons, but, like, I've had to, like, shop around and, like, see what works for me and what doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, David went to... We actually advertised this one local company that was, like, a friend of a friend of David's. And it was, like... What was it? It was kind of like he got a reading, but it was, like, you know, in, like, a very comfortable environment. It was, like... like audio therapy or something like that, but it was literally like kind of a psychic reading, and he got something out of it. He was like, yeah, I saw the value in it. And it's just like therapy. It's like, yeah, you're not going to solve all your problems or solve like everything, but you're going to gain insight because you're talking to someone else about things,
right,
and analyzing your own experience as opposed to just being ruled by it without your control or analysis.
But
so
there,
I could see yeah. utility in it, but yeah, it's still bullshit.
There are seriously but there are readings that I've gotten that have been like, oh, in 3 months this is gonna happen, like, you know, in right. this is gonna happen within the next like year or something, and mm-hmm. then like I look back on that in 3 months or a year and I go, holy fuck, that happened, you know? And it's yeah. like specific things. It's not like, oh, like, it's like, oh, you're going to meet a new friend this time and it's going to be like really, like you guys are going to have a really nice friendship. And then like it happens and then you're like, oh, that's cool. Like, I like that. And there are also like, there are other ways to do psychic readings. Like, you can do tarot cards. There are also oracle cards, which are a little different. And then there, you can read runes. Like, I've gotten a reading where a guy, like, threw out a bunch of runes, and he was mm-hmm. like, okay, this rune means this, and this rune means that, and that's Nordic. So it's right. like, there are all types of different stuff, and, I mean, you don't need to do it if you don't want to, but, like, I think it's fun, and I like it.
No, yeah, I get it. Like, it's, you know, I can understand why people, and it's cool. I mean, you got cool cards.
Yeah.
And it's cool thinking, like...
I have two decks. Yeah, I have another deck, too.
Well, thank you for the reading. Yeah. I don't want to completely ridicule you for believing it, but
I don't think
you
are. It's okay.
I won't give you shit for it. No, it's interesting. So you think like this movie was relatively respectful of tarot readings and
yeah,
horoscopes?
I thought like the readings that she was doing in the beginning, I was like, okay, like I know the general idea of cards. I still use the book because I don't want to like, you know, be like, I know these. Like I.
Right.
But like when she was doing the ruling cards, like I knew what all those meant. So I was like, she's doing that correctly. And I was glad that it wasn't just like all tarot cards are going to kill you and they're bad. It was like, oh, this is like a cursed deck. So I thought that was like a much more respectful way to do it. But like, I don't think it was perfect, obviously. It yeah. definitely demonized tarot cards, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that kind of pissed me off, but I, right. It wasn't, since it wasn't a good movie, I was like, all right, this is fine. Like, whatever. I'm just going to take this with a grain of salt. And like,
if it was highly like culturally influential and shit on tarot cards, then you'd be offensive.
Yeah.
Offended. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah. That was the episode. Thanks, everyone. Go to our Patreon. Support us. Love us. Call our phone number, 682-253-4468. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we love you all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good day, sir. Good day, sir. You lose.
He had no face!
Horror!
Bob, you have a lot of well-wishers here tonight, and a lot of them would like to throw you down one. A well. They want to murder you in a well. Seems a little harsh, but apparently they want to murder you in a well. It says here on this card.